This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Monday afternoon, and don't forget, since we sprung forward, it's going to be daylight a lot longer tonight, which is going to be very, very welcome. I'm looking forward to our guest at 5:07 this evening, Susan Crabtree. She's been with us before. She is a national political correspondent for Real Clear, but she's written a book called, co-authored a book called Fool's Gold, The Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. Susan at 5:07. Our friend Josh Krasauer, who's the editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider, you see him on Fox all the time, he'll join us at 5:30. Plus, I'll have audio cut of the day. Mr. Cusimano's coming up to talk some hockey and college hoops and probably some baseball as well. But we're joined by Dennis Hancock, who is my county councilman in St. Louis County, but he's made a decision over the weekend that we're going to highlight here. How are you doing, Dennis? Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you having me on.
One thing maybe we should talk about here is that you've announced that you're not going to run for another term on the county council and run for the nomination for county executive. Does that put me in a position where I have to seek this council seat? What do you think about that?
Hey, I think you should throw your hat in the ring. I think, given some of the folks that are sitting on the council, I think we could use a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it's just I hate meetings and stuff like that. But let's talk about the decision to run for county executive. Why do this? And can you not run for both at the same time? You have to make a decision here, I guess?
No, yeah. Unfortunately, my term on the council ends at the end of next year, and that's when this election for the county executive would happen. But no, the reason I'm doing it is I've been sitting on the council now for a little over 2 years, and every day it just bothers me more and more as I watch our current county executive just not do a very good job. There's no other way to put it. When you look at, and I like to narrow things down to basically the three C's. It's crime, corruption, and competence. And unfortunately, our crime rates are not improving in the county. Our lack of competence we see coming out of the county executive's office on just simple things. The city took a lot of heat in January for their efforts during the snow. I heard from an awful lot of my constituents that the county didn't do much better in snow removal.
No, that's true. I think we heard a lot of complaints along those lines as well.
Yeah, and the potholes that people are running into every day and those sorts of things. And that's just the base. Those are the basic tenets of government. Government should be able to do those things. And if we can't do that, then I think we're sorely lacking leadership coming out of the county executive's office. And then, as far as corruption, it's not Steve Stenger type of corruption, but it's things like paying off or trying to pay off somebody to drop out of a race by offering them a six-figure job on the county payroll, or calling the prosecutor's office to see if they have any dirt on another candidate. So, you know, it's that kind of stuff. Yeah.
These are all things, by the way, for those people listening, these are all things that have been chronicled. And you're referring to, like, even Gretchen Banger, who's one of your, you know, current council members, who had an interesting phone call along those lines. Well, you know, I got to know you a long time ago because you were the mayor of Fenton. How long were you the mayor of Fenton?
I was the mayor for 12 years.
So, and you oversaw a you know, look, that area where I live right now, you know how much that's grown, and really the whole area where, were you still there when they were developing everything that now became what was the Chrysler plant? You played a role in that as well?
That actually started after I left office, but I was involved in working with the developers and you know, helping to get the TIF that was approved for that project through. It's a very warm, fuzzy feeling to drive by there every day and see what's going on over there.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Absolutely. Well, why do you think, though, you want to put yourself, you know, and I kind of say this seriously, put yourself through a process like this to try to unseat King Page?
Well, somebody has to do it, Mark. And I think that when I look around, I see that I have the experience that it's going to take. I have the experience, as you mentioned. I was a mayor for 12 years, and a lot of the things that we did while I was a mayor translate, I think, at the county level very easily. You know, the economic development stuff we did in 2006 while I was mayor, the city of Fenton had more full-time jobs per resident than any city in the state of Missouri. So we know how to attract businesses, and it's very simple. You create an atmosphere where it's easy for people to come in and do business. And that's going to attract businesses, which is going to create jobs, which is going to attract people, and hopefully stop the steady drip, drip, drip of population and jobs that we've seen over the last 20 years in St. Louis County.
I've been around, you know, this area for a couple of decades now myself, and I've been in the war room, and I'm sure you've been around these folks too, have come, like a guy like Bill Corrigan, who comes really close as a Republican in St. Louis County, and it just can't happen. It just seems like countywide Democrats always win, whether it's votes that are being dumped from North County. I'm not alleging, you know, any kind of malfeasance there, but it just seems like Republicans countywide cannot get over the hump, Dennis.
Well, and that's been the case for the last 40 years. The last time there was a Republican county executive was Gene McNary in 1986. So I think it's time for us to change that narrative. And I think that I've looked at this very carefully, and I look at numbers as much as anybody else does. And there's a path to victory here. And I'll give you an example. When 2 years ago, Sam Page was on the ballot along with four other Democrats running for county council. When you compare the vote totals for those four Democrats who ran 2 years ago to the same the vote totals for Sam Page in those same four county council districts, those four individuals outpolled him by a total of almost 19,000 votes. There's a huge weakness that Sam Page has amongst Democrats. And I think there's an opportunity there that I think if we provide an attractive alternative to Sam Page, I think people are going to look, at least give it a serious look.
So that election, just so I'm keeping track of when these things would take place, would be next August and November, or am I getting that wrong?
No, you're exactly right. It's the primary would be in August of 26, and the general would be in November of 26.
All right, but in the meantime, I want to kind of wind you back to what's going on right now. We have something called Prop B, which is on a ballot coming up here in April countywide.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
That's right. And what Proposition B would do is it would allow the county council to take disciplinary action against department heads. If, for example, when our county counselor, the county's attorney, has entered into several contracts with outside counsel without any approval from the council, the county council. And so the county executive has done nothing to curtail that because she's doing it at his behest. Well, the council can do nothing to stop that, even though the charter is clear that she can't do that without council approval. The council is powerless to do anything. What Prop B would do is allow us to take action and to discipline that employee who decides to violate the charter by taking action up to and including dismissal.
So you offered a real life example of this with something that happened with the county health department or related to some of the stuff at the Kill Shelter. Is that what it is?
Well, we saw it in the Post-Dispatch did an expose and found that even though they'd done a sunshine request that was denied by because the health department director said that the document they were looking for didn't exist. Well, it came to be that the document did exist. And then the story changed to, we looked at it, but we never seriously considered it. Well, that's a big difference than saying that it doesn't exist. And, that was done by the health department director. And we still can't seem to get a straight answer from her as to why would somebody have developed this plan on their own just for grins?
Yeah. So basically they were allowed, they violated the sunshine law and then they lied about it.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. And Dr. Page has done nothing about it.
Very interesting. The only thing about these, is this on the same day as when the city election will be, is it April 8th that?
Yes, April 8th.
So here I am. I live in the county. I had no idea that there was an election in St. Louis County. I guess I should have thought that. And sometimes these smaller elections, have a pretty good impact or could potentially have an impact on your life. So we'll have to pay attention. Is there anything else that would be on the ballot that day of interest?
That's the only countywide proposition on the ballot.
Okay.
Is Proposition B. So, yeah, I would encourage everyone to take a serious look at it and to vote to support it. They've done that the last couple of charter changes that we've proposed from the council. The public's been very good at supporting us on those, and we would appreciate them supporting us again.
Awesome. All right. Hey, Dennis, good luck with everything. I'm glad that you were able to jump on here and give us the information. And then as I communicated with you earlier today on my Hillsborough Road issue, let me know if you find anything out, okay?
Hey, you should be getting a call from my assistant, Shannon, on that.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Dennis Hancock. I appreciate it.
All right.
And that's an issue that is not just for me. That's a major road closing in my neighborhood. It affects me a lot. But over the weekend, it was affecting a lot of people. And what we found is people are coming down, just screaming down our subdivision, which does not have an outlet. So we're simply looking for a sign that says no outlet, which would indicate to people that you shouldn't drive down that road. Because it's a safety situation right now. We're coming back with Cusimano. Busy sports weekend. Head into a busy sports week.
Get more at 971talk.com.